I don't know how long you've been ranting and raving about wanting to change the opening, but listen, things need to happen, man. I know we all love the zombie apocalypse question. I know we all get a big kick out of me losing my again and saying Dave smells like nougat. But find a replacement. Find me going eight at Ted Gregory, for Christ's sake. There's countless examples of me losing my mind, either laughing or yelling. There's examples of Dave losing his mind, of Andrew losing his mind.
What the hell is that?
Now here's your host, Ralph Malbrook.
The funniest part of the new open is since I created it, Kevin has not been on the podcast.
Well, I was just thinking, how long until we start complaining about this one and asking
not
for a new
one? Not being a temp
one?
Open? Like,
yeah.
I'm
said
starting
this
right
be
now.
A temp open, it's 2022.
I'm starting right now.
This is the final show, Ralph, where you get a pass.
Well, I'm going to New Orleans next week for my birthday, so we might have one more week of it. So, before we start, I'd like to take a second to tell you all about our friends
here,
at TixFlix, the official ticket provider of the Armchair Media Network. Unlike other ticket providers that sneak in extra fees and unexplained service charges, at TixBlitz, the price you see is the price you pay. If you want to see your favorite player get in his licks, maybe that's Hakeem Nicks, Akeem Hicks, or haha Clinton Dix, go to TixBlix.com, enter promo code armchair at checkout to receive 5% off your ticket purchase. That's TixBlitz.com, promo code armchair. TixBlitz, guaranteed seats, guaranteed emotions, guaranteed me fucking up the ad over and over.
But no, hey, that was much better. I think you've been practicing. You only
said
it wrong.
Clearly.
Yeah. No, I have not been. I just have a cold, so I have to like focus on not coughing, so I have to do it like really, really slow. Look, the Saints, there's not a fucking drop of news. Nobody got arrested. They don't have any draft picks, Dave, so I couldn't even muster up giving a shit about the combine for even 15 minutes.
It did sound like the Ingram. I mean, we got a little nugget of stuff on Ingram. It sounds like the Saints want him back, and I don't know. The media was kind of teasing, like expect something to happen.
They probably talked to his agent, and
I mean, it sounds like they're gonna hammer something out.
Yeah, like I mean. Here's the interesting thing about Ingram, Dave, is like if the Saints say to him, this is what we're going to do for you, should he maybe be worried that his market might stink and he should like take that Saints offer because the running back market might collapse and then the Saints would be like, hey, man. We were going to pay you $2 million, 2 years, $9 million, but the running back market fucking collapsed. Now it's 2 years, $7 million. Like, should he be worried about, like, there's nothing out there and he should, like, really not get into free agency because that could be a bad thing?
No, I don't think so. I think he would do just fine on the free agent market. And if he signs before even hitting the market, I would be worried that means he got a pretty damn good deal from the Saints and a competitive deal with the Saints. And I don't think this is a hot take or anything, but I mean, I love Mark Ingram.
Whoa. Are you starting to say you want the Saints to lowball him?
I don't want this.
What?
I don't want the Saints to lowball him, but
Are you going all Nick Fairley on Mark Ingram?
No, this is totally different than Nick Fairley because I didn't want the Saints to pay Nick Fairley because I thought that Nick Fairley was then once he got paid, I thought that he was just gonna loaf and what's the term I'm looking for? You know, just not quit. Not give up, but just take it easy, like he had proven,
like have a career-ending heart issue.
No, I did not expect that. I did not expect that at all. But anyway, but I just, I love Mark Ingram. I've always been his boyfriend. I've always been a big supporter of him. I would love to see him stay with the Saints, but I mean, I think he could do pretty well on the free agent market. And I just think as far as the Saints are concerned and somewhat limited cap space, I just think the Saints could potentially spend their, use that money and spend it somewhere else. And
what?
And
are you saying let him walk? Is that what you're saying?
I'm dizzy. Right now, yes, I don't know.
Dave, are you? Come on, hold on, Dave. Yes or no?
I mean, it's Mardi Gras. I've been drinking, but I think I think that's how I. You know why I feel that way? Because
wow.
You know why I feel that way? Because
wow.
I'm fairly confident that the Saints could find somebody to maybe not 100% of what Mark Ingram does, but.
I don't know what I can believe in anymore.
I know.
Maybe not the blocking and then that, but I mean, wow. You can just through the tackles, head down running backs are, there's a lot of them out there. There's
America
young guys
is
that
in crisis. I don't know what's going on right now.
I mean,
the Saints could find somebody like that in undrafted free agency for crying out loud. And they've done it before. They've found.
I mean, what's next? Like Ralph is gonna go dry for Lent.
But yeah,
like what's next?
I'm gonna
start chugging IPAs. Like I what? Mean, just,
this
what,
feels
what's next,
just out of all the positions, I just feel like you know, like you can't just find a quarterback anywhere. You know, you just can't find a quality left tackle anywhere or a quality edge rusher. But I mean, running backs, like there's a lot
I can't. I mean, there are three things in life you're guaranteed.
Paid. And again, my concern is that if he hit the free agency market, he would be able to get a lot of money. And if the Saints had to match that, that might be more than the Saints should be spending.
I just don't know anything about anything anymore.
If he got $4 million a year, if he's going to sign for $4 million a year, if Mark's going to take a hometown discount, because it's just easy to stay where you've been living for the last 6-7 years or whatever, and two, because you know that this is as good a place as any where you're going to have a chance to win a Super Bowl. If Mark's willing to take a hometown discount, then fuck yeah, I'm going to be signing. You know, I'll be the first one, you know, to support that. But
so let me ask you this: if Mark Ingram, if the Saints overpay. And get Ingram back. So if the Saints overpay and keep Ingram, are you going to like be reluctantly okay with it because you still love Ingram, or will you be legitimately pissed?
I will be reluctantly okay with it.
I feel like I do when I was 9 years old and I wanted a drum set for Christmas, and my parents sent me a note from Santa, but it was on my father's business stationery, and I realized Santa wasn't real.
Well, that
that's
was
how I feel right now with Dave kicking Mark Ingram out the door.
Well, I mean, come on, this. I haven't read the articles that you guys are referring to, so I'm sure if they really are hinting at the fact that an Ingram deal is going to happen soon, then obviously everything I've said is totally
here's
a waste.
It's not about that, though. It's about the fact that you would willingly let him just walk out that door after everything you've been through together.
Here's a fun question.
Okay. Wait, whoa. We're not done here because after what Andrew just said, Andrew, can I just say something? You would make a terrible GM because you're thinking with your heart. You are thinking with your heart. You are not thinking with your head. You're not taking into account.
This isn't about numbers. Me. This is about you.
well, I'm a Saints fan. I love Mark Ingram, but I'm a Saints fan. And 20 years from now, I'm still going to be a Saints fan. And Mark Ingram is probably going to own a car dealership or something. You know,
tough crowd.
I just, you know, this is about the Saints, and I care I care about Mark Ingram. I love Mark Ingram, but I care a little bit more about the Saints because they're the actual team, and you know they need to do what's best for them.
Here's a question for you guys.
This podcast has not gone in even remotely the direction I thought it was going, by the way.
No, it hasn't.
I'd be a much better GM than Bill Koharik, by the way.
He would be. Dave would be. Because Dave would just be like, get the fuck out of here. I'm done with this. But here, this is a much better show than I thought we would have because I didn't think we have any news at all. This is a great topic. But here's my question to you. Saints Twitter, I feel, and Saints fans in general, we all want Mark Ingram back. I think that's the consensus, right? So
yes.
Here's my question, and I want both of you to answer that. What is the contract number that Ingram would get where Saints fans would not be happy that they brought him back? Like, there's a number out there where, like, Saints would be like, yeah, Mark Ingram was back for 2 years, $9 million. Andrew, what's the number where Saints fans would be mad that they paid him too much to stay?
That's a tough question. So you look at the contract he has now or that he's just getting out of. And at the time he hit the market, I think he got 4 years, $16 million. So that averages out to $4 million a year. Now at the time he was 25 years old, I think, when he signed it. So he was much younger, but he also wasn't as good. Since then he has played much better. He has outperformed that contract. I mean, I think it's fair to say that that contract was great value for the Saints. He played better than that contract. I think he deserves a little bit more. I still think at $5 million a year, I would give him 3 years, $15 million. That's a little bit more than he's making now. The cap has gone up. I know he's older. He's 29 going on 30, but I think that I don't know. 3 years, $15 million feels really good to me because it's like a little bit more than he was making. He's older, so like that is a ding against him, but he's playing a lot better than he was at 25. And like at 25 when he got that contract, he had an injury history. Last 4 years, he really hasn't had any issues. He's played a lot. He hasn't really gotten injured. So,
and didn't they do that contract?
Honestly,
right,
I wouldn't be that upset if they paid him a little bit more than that.
Didn't he sign that contract right before free agency started?
Yes.
Too?
Yes.
Dave, what's the number where Saints fans would turn against keeping Mark Ingram?
I mean, $6 million to me, I think a year is a lot. $7 million, that's when people would freak out. But wait a minute, I have to table this because I'm just seeing now that the Atlanta AAF team, their kicker's name is Young Ho Koo, which is awesome, and which is crazy. And he just, damn it. All right, the Atlanta team, they just went up by a field goal against Arizona. They're winless. There's a minute left in the fourth quarter.
Atlanta's been all AAF, in on the AAF.
They're winless. And I was rooting for Arizona to keep Atlanta from getting this win, and it's not looking so good because I don't have money on the game.
If you have money on the AF, man, you gotta go to meetings.
I would be too nervous to bet. I mean, the scoring is all over the place. But Atlanta had an 8-point lead. Which, with the low scoring in the AAF, that's pretty much like a 25-point lead. And Arizona came back.
I see what you did there.
Arizona tied it up. But Atlanta just pulled ahead, so it's not looking good. I'm going to be watching.
They're still hosts. Sounds like there's still hope.
Yeah. Arizona's already at the 45, so all right, keep track of this. Anyway, $7 million would be ridiculous. $6 million, not happy. $5 million, $4 million would be great. $5 million, meh. That's
my skate. Andrew's on it. I think it's going to be 3 years, $15 million, $8 million guaranteed. That's
yeah, what I think. I'm good with that. I mean, honestly, $6 million a year would not bother me.
The guy deserves
it, man.
I don't give a shit about the cap anymore because it doesn't matter. And these players, they sacrifice their bodies. I say get whatever you can get and, like, what do I care? Like, Loomis can do whatever he wants with the cap. Like, if they pay Ingram $6.5 million, like, is that going to stop him from being able to do anything next year? No. It's not. So, like, I don't give a shit anymore. Like, I just, I don't care.
I mean, what makes Ingram different than just any other running back that might be coming up? I mean, we're thinking the same thing. I mean, he's a great blocker. I mean, that's not. I mean, that's pretty rare. I mean, he's great at catching the football in the backfield. I mean, he's, you know, obviously the Saints could find, like I said earlier, the Saints could find anybody that could just, you know, ram through the tackles, you know, which would be a compliment to Kamara. But it's not just the fact that Ingram is good at doing that. It's that he's got these other intangibles that he's gotten. Like Andrew said, he's gotten better as he's aged because he's gotten better at the blocking and the catching and the backfield and all that kind of stuff. And he really has honed himself to be more of like an all around back. And that's what makes him so valuable, because all that stuff you're paying for all the years of experience, his wisdom, if you will.
I also, there's an X factor. There's a locker room X factor too. I mean, you just, well, don't. Well, him and Kamara. Leader. Yeah.
I feel like Kamara would too. Be a sad fucking puppy. Like a lost.
It would be. He will. That is it. That's worth like $2 million like, there at least.
No, I genuinely feel like an investment in Ingram is also an investment in Kamara and keeping Kamara happy.
No, that is absolutely true. The comedy duo of Kamara and Ingram will be no more.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you guys this.
You're going to have to pay Kamara, what, next year? And so maybe you get that money that you're paying Ingram back in your negotiations with Kamara, and you say, you know what? We paid Ingram. We kept Mark around for you, so you guys could clown around. You could do your post-game stuff. So maybe, Alvin, maybe you could, work with us a little bit.
So, I mean, if you're looking at comps, these are the free agent. I'm looking at the free agent contracts from last year. You know, Rex Burkhead was 28 years old last year, and he got 3 years, almost $10 million from the Patriots. You know, he's more of a role player. Obviously, Ingram is more of a stud than him. Isaiah Crowell got 3 years, $12 million, so $4 million a year. He's a 25-year-old back, but he's obviously not on Ingram's level. Carlos Hyde, 26, got 3 years, $15 million. So that's kind of the contract we're talking about. That feels like a pretty good comp, because I think he's better than Carlos Hyde, but, you know, he's 3 years older. So, you know, Deion Lewis got 4 years, $19 million. So now we're starting to creep into that. That's still in that $5 million zone. So I don't know. I mean, he's a Pro Bowler. You know, the one guy that got more than all those guys is Jerick McKinnon. He got 4 years, $30 million. And that felt like an overpay. I mean, I remember the 49ers
that
doing
contract
that.
Contract was
thinking,
fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, that to me was, so McKinnon was 26 when he got that deal. And I mean, the 49ers were basically paying him like, you're going to be a superstar back, and we're giving you $7.5 million per year. I mean, there's no way the Saints are paying that. So again, like, I kind of view this as 3 years, $15 million is the sweet spot. And if you start to think about the cap going up $10 million, it's really not that crazy that maybe it's 2 years, $12 million, you know, where you would get $6 million a year.
The cap is 50% higher than it was 6 years ago. It's gone up $10 million a year, six straight years.
Yeah.
Which is just bonkers.
Atlanta won. Game's over.
Boo.
Damn
it. They got their first win.
Who?
On the leg of Young Ho Koo.
Young Ho Koo. That sounds like a really, really bad Asian porno.
It does. Yep.
Why do Saints fans fear losing players in free agency that they hate all year long?
Oh, man.
You know, Andrew, we're going to talk about this.
Because we've got a special, we've got a special bond with them.
But, and that reminds me, hey, we have a daily podcast now. $7 a month. You get 4 extra podcasts a month. Do it. It's awesome. Do it now. Also, check us out on YouTube, Twitters, and Facebook. I set up the auto posting to YouTube, so there will be something on YouTube, our channel, Saints Happy Hour, every single week. So go there and subscribe. But back to the question. I mean, I feel like Saints players have ripped on Tyler Davidson for not being able to sack the quarterback. They rip on Robertson for being terrible. And now that these players are going to walk out the door, Saints Twitter's in a fucking panic, Dave. I find that odd.
Well, that's, you know, that's just how we are. We're irrational. We're an irrational group.
Who's gonna be the guy that they're gonna lose? In each of you can answer this. That Saints Twitter is really gonna. Let's assume that Mark Ingram comes back. Of everyone else, who are the Saints gonna lose that people are gonna lose their shit over? A Saints player.
They're gonna lose their shit because he left the Saints.
Yeah,
because
he left. Like, who would Saints fans freak out the most over?
Like, does it have to be rooted in rationality or irrationality?
It can be rooted in however you want to do it. The better the joke, the better the observation.
I mean, I think I would find it funny if the Saints passed on Dez Bryant and someone else signed him, because I just feel like there is a portion of Saints Twitter and Saints fans that still believe, even after the injury, that Dez Bryant is Jerry Rice in his prime. And I think there would be some people. I've seen these people on our Facebook account comment. And
I got the Twitter DMs from people saying that if Dez Bryant, I got a DM from somebody saying, if Dez Bryant would have been healthy, the Saints would have won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, and it's also like, how could they even think about letting him walk? How have they not signed him yet? You know, so, you know, I think Dez Bryant is the guy. I mean, if we're talking realistic here, to me, the Bridgewater thing is the most interesting thing to me. I mean, Okafor is interesting too, but, you know, if Bridgewater walks, then all of a sudden you've got a third-round pick that went out the door for basically a guy that didn't play for a year. And I don't know. I don't know how Saints Twitter is going to react on the aggregate, but I know that I'll have no problems calling that trade a horrible, horrible bust of a trade and an awful decision by the Saints.
I mean, it's up there with as bad a trade as they've had in the last 15 years, because they just set a third-round pick on fire as insurance that they never used at all.
I mean, basically, it would be no different than the pick that Roger Goodell gave away, that took away from the team.
They used him. Do you remember when they had all three quarterbacks out there? Fucking assholes.
And, I mean, can you really...
Yeah, what happened on that play? Was it like a two-yard run for Taysom Hill?
I mean...
Yeah. Like,
can you really put a price... Can you really put a price on his dancing, though? It's at least worth like a fourth-round pick, maybe. I mean, he gave us more joy. Did Teddy Bridgewater bring us more joy than Stanley Jean-Baptiste?
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, it's not. I mean, but your point is, it's bad. I mean, I feel like they brought him in with the express purpose that he would be the follow up to Breeze, and if it doesn't work out that way, Sean Payton even
then
said
it. Then it was just a 1 year insurance policy.
Yeah. Sean Payton even said, "Hey, we may have to do something at quarterback, depending on how things go in free agency." Which that is a direct reference to, "Hey, if we don't sign Bridgewater, we need a guy." But you know, we were talking before the show about different things, and the report is, hey, Nick Foles is going to sign with Jacksonville, and Andrew, you were talking about how is that not tampering? Well, you can't prove it. That's why it's not tampering, but it clearly is. But with Flacco to Denver and Foles to Jacksonville, like, Teddy Bridgewater's pathways are just, like, closing up, you know? Like, I still think it's up to 70% that he stays with the Saints and gets, like, a one-year $6 million deal, and he just rides it out with the Saints another year, because I just look at him and – he's healthy, but he hadn't played in 3 years. He has no tape, and I just don't think teams are going to invest in him long term. And I don't even know if teams are going to, if Case Keenum gets released from Denver, I don't even think teams will view him as a good 1 year stopgap.
Well, I think so. You know, the three quarterbacks that are kind of potentially going to hit the market are Bortles, Keenum, and Tannehill. Those are kind of the three guys that I think have a decent chance of becoming available. And this is all assuming Foles is going to go to Jacksonville, which I think he is. And I'm a little surprised nothing's happened with Keenum yet. I think Denver's trying to convince someone maybe to give him a pick for him. But, you know, that's the thing. You know, if those three guys, if Denver keeps trying, nervous that Washington's out of options and they do rent Bridgewater for a year. And so, you know, when Sean Payton says, depending on what happens in free agency, I think part of it is, does he get an opportunity to go somewhere where he can start right now? And if he does, I think Bridgewater would potentially think to himself, I'm going to bet on myself. And I know that if I go somewhere, it may just be like the plan is 1 year. They may give me a short-term deal, and the plan may be for us to the team may draft someone, but I'm going to bet on myself to play well that year, and then I can re-enter free agency potentially with a higher stock.
Dave, if the Saints keep Bridgewater, be it on a one-year deal or a two-year deal or whatever, will Saints fans be happy or mad? Because I think there is a definite split among the Saints fan base of how they view Bridgewater as the heir apparent to Breeze. Like if the Saints keep Bridgewater for 2019, I'm 95% certain he's going to be the starting quarterback in 2020. And I think there's a lot of Saints fans that don't like that at all. How do you think fans will react to the Saints keeping Bridgewater?
Well, I mean, I think you nailed it. I mean, I think it's going to be divisive. I think fans are going to be split. And I think you also nailed it when you said if they do decide to keep him and they're going to pay this money to keep a commodity like Bridgewater, that there's probably there's other teams out there in the league that Bridgewater might be an actual upgrade for them. So if the Saints keep them, then yeah, you've got to assume that their plan, you know, they spent the third round, they traded the third round pick, they're spending money to keep them. You've got to assume that this is who they think is going to be the next person.
And it doesn't even have to be. And my point is, it doesn't even have to be a long-term deal. Like, it could be a one-year deal. Like, I think this is it for Breeze. So, like, if Bridgewater stays this year, like, he's the guy.
Who else are you going to have that's going to be the guy? I mean, like,
I mean, you're not going to get anybody. Andrew, there's no path to getting anybody better than Bridgewater.
Right.
I mean, unless the Saints collapse and they go 2-14 this year and they pick first next year,
if it's a 1 year deal, then it's the same thing as last year. It's spending a bunch of money on
but then they can franchise them if Breeze isn't going to come back.
That's true.
I mean, I just think it's. I'll be slightly surprised if Bridgewater leaves. I just think he's here, and I think we need to start accepting the fact that the Bridgewater era is probably going to be what we have at quarterback post Breeze.
I'm going to go ahead and make the statement here, kind of emphatically, that if Teddy Bridgewater ends up being the Saints' quarterback of the future after Drew Brees retires or whatever, that I would sign up for that.
No, I mean, my thing is, Dave, I just don't like. Explain to me, there's no path that the Saints can do better than Bridgewater. Like, Bridgewater, if he doesn't get injured, there's a possibility that he's like Ryan Tannehill, which means that it'll drive us crazy, right? Because he's not.
I'm laughing at the way you say Tannehill.
He won't be good enough. He won't be good enough to win anything, but he won't be bad enough to get us a top three pick. So we'll be in this like Aaron Brooks purgatory that we were with Hazlitt, kinda. But like post Breeze, that's not the worst thing that could happen.
I think all of this is a moot point. Look, my opinion on Drew Brees and how long Drew Brees is going to play is he's 1 year younger than Tom Brady, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So my feeling is as long as Tom Brady is playing, Drew can still be playing. And I don't understand why Drew Brees I don't know. Do people in the New England area, in the Boston area, talk about this every offseason? About, like, when is Tom Brady's – like, is this going to be Tom Brady's last year?
So because for me, it's more about the body language. And just, like, you listen to his interviews, and I think Brees is nearing the end based on the way he kind of felt after this offseason. I don't know.
What are you talking about? Every offseason, it seems like we get that one soundbite that says, I want to play until I'm 50 or whatever he says, or I want to play until I'm...
You may have not seen these, but like there were a couple things, you know, there were a guy was like, hey, Drew, does this hurt more? Cause you know, does a loss like this hurt more because you know, you're like in the end of your career. And he's like, he just kind of emphatically goes, yes, it does. And then now granted that was right after the game, but then later they were like, Drew, did you ever give any thought that, like, if you had won the Super Bowl, like, maybe this would have been your last season? And he kind of paused, thought about it, and he was like, no, I don't think so. You know, and so he wasn't like, no, I'm playing until I'm 45. And, like, to me, that was a slightly different refrain than we've gotten from him in the past, where he's like, my body feels great. I feel like I'm 25. If I keep up this way, I'm going to go till I'm 45. I just feel like
that was the end of a long season. I mean, you ask him that again in July.
I just feel like
he's hyper competitive, and he can't give up before Brady because I think he wants to own every record. I mean, he's got so many already, yeah. And he could potentially have all of the other ones that he doesn't have, just that you need just length for that. And he's 1 year behind Brady. As long as Brady keeps playing, Drew Brees, he treats his body like a fucking temple, and he is, you know, he's just an elite athlete. And I've always felt that he's more of an elite athlete as far as, well, I don't know, I don't follow Brady as closely as I follow Drew, so I shouldn't compare them, but anyway,
I disagree with you, and here's
as long
big...
as Brady is as long as Brady is playing, I don't I see there's I no disagree. Reason why I don't think Drew could be playing. Well,
I disagree for a few reasons. I disagree because I think Breeze isn't going to let Tom Brady and his longevity and his career define Drew Brees. I just don't think he will allow Brady to define him. So that's the first thing. The second thing is Brady will be able to stay in New England as long as he wants because he's been winning Super Bowls. That's not the situation in New Orleans. And I think between the contract negotiations that he's had with Mickey Loomis and just the lack of success and the way the team has exited the playoffs the last 2 years, I think psychologically, emotionally, physically has all taken a toll on Brees. And like, he's just a guy financially, family life, whatever. Like Brady, I think he loves his family, but he's kind of great, like not being around his family for 9 months while he focuses only on football. Breeze is all about his family, man. Tom Brady's a family man too, but I just think Breeze, like he's got other stuff he could be doing with his life that would make him really happy. and that's clear.
And I will say, Dave, New England, they have had this discussion about what follows Brady. They haven't had it the last couple of years, but or this year, but they did last year. Like, Garoppolo, it was kind of like, he's the guy, and then they... You know, should we keep him? Should we franchise him? Should we keep him? Should we try to keep him as long as we can? And then they hit eject and traded him for a second-round pick. But there was a window where it kind of like was, what are they going to do? What are they going to do now? They have nobody behind Brady, so they're just like, fuck Tom, stay forever. You know, and I think the Saints
I don't even care about who replaces Brady. I just feel like I don't ever hear... In the general NFL community, I don't ever hear people talking about when is Brady going to call it quits. Like it just seems like everybody assumes next year Brady's going to be there. Like, and when he's not there, like, well, I feel like everybody's going to like freak out and piss their pants.
There is a sense that Brady will play until he fucking drops. Like,
well, nobody.
There is that.
Nobody
sense.
Ever. I don't know. No, they're not to me. Nobody ever talks about. About,
I think it's because he's winning Super Bowls.
Yeah, too, and he's
right.
And he's a vampire. He made a deal with the devil.
I just think if Breeze had won, if Breeze had won,
when he's gonna give it up?
If the Vikings and Rams game endings had not happened, and the last 2 years Breeze had lost and then won the Super Bowl and had been in both, I think the narrative would be different. And I think Mickey Loomis would approach his contracts differently.
I think Breeze would have retired if the Saints would have won the Super Bowl this year. Just looking at him, looking at his body language, looking at everything, I think he would have retired. Now he can't because his last pass play cannot be an interception, so he's going to come back. But I think if the Saints would have won the Super Bowl in Atlanta, he'd have walked away, we'd have had the press conference, and we'd be like, oh my God, the Bridgewater era is starting. What the fuck are we going to do? You know, that's my opinion. I like you, Andrew, I don't have any inside information or anything. I look at the body language and I look how we reacted, and that's what I think.
Yeah, I agree.
So let's get to some questions before we get out of here from people. This is from Cage in Alaska. What current or former Saint would you like to be for a day, Dave?
What current or former Saint would I like to be for a day? I mean, I feel like the obvious answer is Drew. Like, you know, who wouldn't want to be Drew? I have an answer for who I wouldn't want to be, and that's Darren Sharper.
I was going to say Brandon Browner.
I have an answer for who I'd want to be. If it's current, it would be Kamara, because he just looks like it would be fun to be him for a day. Like, he like has fun. He knows celebrities and rappers and all that. He would be really fun to be. But if I had to pick all-time Saints who I'd want to be, dude, it's fucking Paul Hornung. He was a dude who drank and smoked cigs while he played, and he banged like 6,000 women. Like, that's who you want to be, man. Paul Hornung. He wasn't that good as a Saints player. He's more known for being a Green Bay. But he was with the Saints, dude, and he tore that shit up in New Orleans. He didn't even play a down for the Saints. But he, like, fucking – the what? Stories that Buddy D would tell about
him. Do you think Kevin would pick Ted Gregory?
I think Kevin would have picked Ted Gregory. let's see. Worst music, Andrew, to accompany coitus.
That is an interesting question that has nothing to do with the Saints at all.
I know. Dave, do you have an opinion on this?
I would think like
you take this, man.
The cranberries?
Yeah. I mean, or like a, I would think like a orchestra march, like Hail to the Chief, or like something that they play at a 4th of July parade, you know? I think that would be bad.
A requiem or like a fugue?
Yeah. This is from John. Are any Saints fans actually into the draft this year, Andrew?
Wait, I had one.
I don't have a clue who, which position is viable or even an option.
Defensive end and tight end are insanely deep in this draft. Insanely deep.
Deep enough to get somebody at 62?
Yes, I think so.
A tight end?
A tight end, yeah. I think so.
This is an interesting question from James. And why do all these fucking slot receivers think they're worth Antonio Brown money? A little context for that question. Cole Beasley wants $20 million guaranteed. Supposedly Humphrey wants $18 million guaranteed. Like, the slot receivers think they're going to get paid. It's going to be interesting. The Saints need another receiver. I think they want Adam Humphries. I think they will gladly give Adam Humphries the Kobe Fleener contract that we all kind of made fun of and Dave hated, the 5 years, $35 million deal. I think they will gladly give that to Adam Humphries, but
I feel sick.
What's that?
I feel sick all of a sudden.
I mean, I don't think they're going to go like 4 years.
I kind of feel ill.
You think like a 65 catch receiver, like $7 million isn't that bad for that, right? Or is that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I just feel like the Saints paid $5 million a year to get that out again, but yeah, I guess that was 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, like Willie Snead got 2 years, $10 million, you know, coming off a DUI.
Yeah.
So I mean, like it's not outrageous, but like. But like 4 years for like $44 million, that would be like crazy town. Not that I'd give a shit, you know. So look, that about wraps it up. Last question, Dave, and this is for you. People who don't know and that listen to the podcast that aren't from New Orleans, the Crew of Chad is like this thing where people like just. Dave, am I explaining this right? Like, where they just like hoard space on the parade route and like set up their shit and
yeah, like a week in advance before the parade, and they spray paint the neutral ground and
people hate them. Is that fair?
You're in 2000. Yeah, that's
so people that's hate them. So yeah, who yeah, would be?
And now there's well this year. Now this now this year when Mayor Cantrell, she had all the ladders taken down and destroyed or whatever, and so there was a picture of a middle aged woman yelling at the people taking down the ladders. So. There was a meme about her, so now we have Ladder Linda too. There's Ladder Linda.
Ladder Linda. So who would be in the last like 10 years the most hated Saint that would be like the king of the Crew of Chad?
This was a question from somebody, or you just
this
came
is
up
a question from me.
Okay. Oh man.
I think Brandon
yeah, Brandon Brown. Yeah, I was about to say Brandon Browner, I think.
He would be the Crew of Chad.
Just a douche. Just an absolute douchebag.
So,
is he in jail too? Is
what's
he
that?
Still in jail? Is he in jail? Is
he's
he still
in jail.
Like, okay,
he's yeah, in so jail. Okay. Saints have high percentage of people in jail, higher than other teams, I think. So before we get out of here, I want to say thank you to all the patrons that, subscribe and support us. And, we got all the magnets out. So if you got a magnet, great. If you feel like you didn't get it, if you feel like you should have got a magnet and you didn't, DM the Twitter account or email us at saintshappyhour@gmail.com and we'll make sure you get your magnet. So, we just wanted to let that out. And also, to subscribe to the 7 Minutes of Saints Daily. It's $7 a month. Do it. It's awesome. We'll have a new show up for you tomorrow. Until then, the bar is closed.
Give us a new open.